Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 16th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, the WannaCry saga continues. This will make you want to cry. Which, this in turn pretty much is all for all our British listeners out there. The NHS, yeah, everything got hit pretty hard with this little cyber attack. Not only that, it still hasn't been fully resolved yet either. Well, apparently the body that oversees the data and IT infrastructures across the NHS, they're saying the hospitals and other arms of the service had plenty of time to upgrade their systems so they didn't have to put up with this crap. Whoops. Apparently at the end of April, NHS Digital notified staff and more than 10,000 security and IT professionals said, hey, you might want to update this because it might stop this. Unfortunately, that fell on deaf ears. Guess you can't blame the NHS completely. It fell on deaf ears for a lot of other people out there. Last count, we're almost up to 300,000 affected people around the world. In the meantime, we just keep on crying. iPhone user sick and tired of Siri being dumb. Let's face it, yeah, she's gotten pretty dumb. Or he's gotten pretty dumb, depending on which one you're using. Well, Google might be here to your rescue. According to Android Police, yep, indeed, Google Assistant will be coming to the iOS platform. Of course, as in with most things, it will only be available in the U.S. to start with, then slowly branch out to other sections of the world. For what we're hearing, the iOS version will have the same voice controls found on the Android version, but on top of that, we'll use a chat style, which is currently found in its Allo messaging app. Or Allo. Yeah, maybe that's how you say it. Regardless, it'll be nice to have something a little different on the iPhone. Maybe something that'd work a little bit better so that maybe you'll get Apple's button gear and actually improve Siri for a change. Zenwatch. Yes, apparently Asus is ready to kill that line of Android Wear. According to the DigiTimes, Taiwan's supply chain is all but dried up. And it makes a whole lot of sense, too, because Asus apparently is shipping about 5,000 to 6,000 Zenwatches per month. Not very good. And on top of that, not to mention that Zenwatch products are actually among the most affordable Android Wear devices that are out there. Is it as me, or am I kind of seeing a trend here? Yeah, the Apple Watch is the most popular, but it ain't selling a whole hell of a lot either. I'm starting to think people don't really want to watch. Hey, speaking of Apple, Apple's got some new updates for us, so proceed with caution. tvOS got updated, the watchOS got updated, and more importantly, the iPhone got updated. The update 10.3.2 apparently is going to fix a lot of bugs and give you some security updates. Now, as of the time of doing this podcast, personally, I have not updated yet. I'm waiting for all the other guinea pigs out there to see if they're phone bricks or not. But it must be said, I haven't seen anywhere that's been too many problems about people upgrading so far. And finally, yes, the future of flying cars may not be that far off. Yeah, it seems folks over at Toyota are damn determined to get a flying car in the air by the 2020 Olympics for Tokyo. How are they going to do it? Yeah, they're going to turn a car into a drone. What this actually is called the SkyDrive. I wonder if that's patented already from Microsoft. Anyways, it's about 9 feet long and would be actually the world's smallest flying EV. Now, funny enough, this project's actually been kind of going on, you know, privately for a little while now. Toyota, though, thought, nah, let's chip in about $353,000 and see where this thing can take us. Now, from the prototypes we've actually seen that you can't see online, just go over to YouTube and, you know, search for the thing. SkyDrive Toyota, yeah, it'll come up. I'm hoping it's going to get better than it looks right now. Because right now it looks like four giant trash cans with blades on either side of you. Not to mention the thing is deafening loud. If this is how the thing's gonna go, I see a lot of mid-air collisions going on. Plus, on top of that, I'm not seeing where the human straps in either. I don't know, 3 years away from now, the way it currently looks, I don't want to be the one test driving this thing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. Get signed up for all of our podcasts, getting delivered right to you on time. Check out our blog and review section over there, too. And again, if you love what we're doing here at the British Tech Network, please consider donating to our Patreon fund. Any help would be very, very appreciated. And of course, for all those donating to our network right now, thank you so very much. Also, give us a thumbs up over there at Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our community with our Slack room, come on over and join us at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your hump day installment. Getting caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, relax, sit back. Monday's over. Enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.